You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. During the next hour, you will gain valuable, life-changing information to rewire your mind from your everyday life into an extraordinary new way of living. Join Elena as she shares universal principles that will create the life you have been dreaming of.
We're here in this awareness in our human existence right now. We all have challenges, unless you're really lucky and you just don't have them at all. I know for myself, I've had plenty. 2019, I had my dog of 15 years die. I witnessed my father dying. My house caught on fire the day before Thanksgiving. And then I had to deal with my father's estate, which that in itself was entertaining, a challenge, if you will. And then, of course, on the heels of that, COVID hit. So lots of challenges have come into my life, but I'm very fortunate. I've been studying A Course in Miracles. I've been going to Unity churches all over for about 25 years now, which, you know, I started when I was 3, so which shows you that I'm so young right now. But I wanted to talk about challenges, and what's interesting about challenges, and we all face them, it actually drives us into a deeper state of awareness of who we actually are. And without challenges, we wouldn't really have any growth in our life. We get our growth not really by the good things that happen to us, but by the bad things that happen to us. And we can look at the bad things and we can make a judgment on them, and we can say that, oh, that's bad, this person's bad, that person's bad, my guy didn't get elected, my guy did get elected, or my girl didn't get, or whatever that is for us. And we can label it, and we can label it as bad, or the economy, or COVID, or whatever that is for us. And if we deal with our challenges correctly, we can actually learn from our challenges. It's not really on the challenge itself, it's on learning how to grow from each challenge. It's basically your soul evolving with the challenges. It's who we are and really our truth. Does anybody here want peace and joy and happiness and abundance and what was the other thing, grace in our lives? Does anybody want any of that? Well, what's really interesting is that when we have challenges that are in our lives, those challenges actually, believe it or not, allow us an opportunity to remove those blocks to all of those things that we think are outside of us that we need to get. We need to get joy. We need to get peace. We need to get love. We need to get abundance, whatever that is. But the reality is that we already have all of that within us. And the opportunity that comes up with challenges is really just an opportunity to clear out old programming. And so there's an ancient saying that when the ego loses, it weeps, but the soul actually rejoices. The soul actually rejoices, whether it's death, divorce, loss of any kind, actually drives you into a deeper state of who you actually are. Sometimes the worst things that could actually happen to us can become the most liberating things that can actually happen to us. Sometimes the worst things that can actually happen to us can be things that we can say, well, you know, I really enjoyed this. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I had a boyfriend, a very serious boyfriend, and he broke up with me. And I remember just being so heartbroken, and just the feeling of it was just like, oh my God, it was painful to really feel it, you know, your first heartbreak. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror, and I said to myself, I'm like, there was a part of me that was just, I'll never trust another guy again, that SOB, blah, 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 and whatever. And so, you know, that's the natural state. I mean, not the natural state, that's the natural way that we wind up doing things. But then I looked at myself and I said, well, what have I learned? And I just stopped and I paused and I'm like, well, what have I learned? And through that, I actually started doing yoga. I started taking bike rides by myself. And I actually learned from that how to become my own best friend. And I actually learned that, you know, I mean, it's nice to have a significant other, but I don't really need anybody else out there to have a nice time. And I got to become my own best friend from that, which was really nice. So it's when challenges arise, and it won't be too long before another one comes up, because they always do, we have the ability to accept the moment as it is, because our ego is always the first on the scene. Our ego is always the first thing to come in and say, well, this is good, that's bad, and to place judgment on everything that's going on, whether it's social media, you're watching the news. I personally try to stay well aware, well away from all of that, with the exception of Instagram, because Instagram's just a lot of fun. But we have the ability to step back. What happens is that we, anybody here ever read a self-help book?
Sure.
Has it dramatically shifted your life right after you read it? No, you know, because here's what happens is that we read this self-help book and we have this thing called the frontal lobe. And in the frontal lobe is running that 5% of our show. So in that frontal lobe, we're sitting here going, really excited. I just read this Wayne Dyer book or Dr. Joe Dispenza or Tony Robbins, and I'm going to change my life. And then a challenge shows up. And so all of a sudden the frontal lobe goes, nyeh, and then you're that 95% of the show, that subconscious awareness is coming up and you're saying, well, you know, I want the bus to go this way, but just keeps going this way over here. Why is that happening? Because what we're doing is we're allowing those challenges to not become opportunities for growth. And how you allow those challenges to become opportunities for growth is you step back. You accept the moment as it is. Just step back. I don't need to judge this. I don't need to place anything on this. Because the second you judge it, the second you place your ego's awareness on it, you're operating from an old program. And when you're operating from an old program, guess what happens? You lose your peace of mind. And what happens with that is when you lose your peace of mind, you've lost your freedom of mind. Wouldn't that be nice to just have things going on in life and you are, it's almost like you're the sky and the plane flies through, and you just allow things to be exactly as they are. So what happens is that as you allow challenges to come up and you just accept them, you accept them as they are, you acknowledge them, that's very, very important. And sometimes they can even bring an icky feeling. And sometimes all really the icky feeling is just the old programming coming, it's an old programming of emotions and energy just coming to the surface to be released. So you allow it to come up, you face it, you embrace it. Sometimes it's a matter of looking at your breath, because breath is life. Breath is what brings life back into you. So you face it, you embrace it, and you just allow it to be. So you acknowledge it. A lot of times people will say, well, you know, it's an emergency and I really have to make a decision. Well, really true emergencies, you wanna know what really happens with a true emergency? You ever heard of the 95-pound grandmother who goes and lifts a car off of her four-year-old grandchild? It happens. What happens in a real true emergency is really your mind shuts off and something a lot bigger than you takes over. That something a lot bigger than you that can lift a car off of a four-year-old child, that's pretty powerful, don't you think?
Yes.
Pretty amazing, right? So imagine if you can allow yourself to shut down your mind and allow something bigger than you to take over. And it's that bigger part of you that is connected to everything that is. That bigger part of you that knows infinite wisdom. That bigger part of you that looks at everything as an opportunity in life. Not as an opportunity, I want to go do this or what, I mean, you know, I want to go do this and I want to, you know, an opportunity on somebody else's back. But an opportunity that just arises, opportunities that come up even if your guy didn't get elected during the election, or if your guy did get elected during the election, or opportunities that come up with, there are people that have, during the Depression, that have made tons of money because they've seen the opportunities, they've left themselves open to it. During a real estate crisis, which of course we're not in right now, but, But as long as you leave yourself open and receptive, opportunities can come your way. As long as you're not having judgment on things, opportunities can come your way. You can actually be in one of the worst circumstances ever that you think in your mind. I mean, take John McCain, for example. Does anybody know who he is? Prisoner of war? Well, he's somebody that in really a horrific condition, he decided, I'm going to have peace, regardless of what the circumstances are. I actually had a client of mine. She started reading Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, but she's a peace teacher. She does Course in Miracles. And my client was actually incarcerated for a couple months. And she said that's when she started reading Marianne Williamson. She goes, I felt more peace and I felt more freedom being incarcerated, reading this material than I feel out in the real world. So you can be in freedom in your body, but if you're not in freedom in your mind, you're not free, period. You're absolutely not free. So the next time a challenge, or I like to look at it as more of an opportunity that arises, instead of taking action, because a lot of times we take action, step back and allow a greater awareness to come through. I am part of God. I am part of God's mind. This is when you start to put this stuff into action. This is when you start to really shift your life. This is when you start to remove the blocks to your peace. It's not the peace outside of you. It's not all of these things that are going to be outside of you that are going to give you your peace, but it's the opportunity to release all of these negative emotions, all of this negative programming, and to allow who you truly are to come to the surface. If I am one with God, be still and know that I'm God. You are connected to your creator. We all are. There's that part of our mind that's very still and very peaceful that knows that in the middle of everything going on, the storm while you're in the boat, that knows, that's the reason why I use that as a meditation, it just kind of came to me today. And that part of your mind is always still there, very safely on the beach, watching the storm. That part of your mind is always there. Sometimes it's just stepping back and something a lot bigger than you that's for the greater good of yourself and others involved that just comes up. It's like a thought. It's like an intuition that comes and it happens. And sometimes it's you need do nothing. But a lot of times we make a move. We make a move from action. I mean, we make a move from action from the ego, and we get ourselves into worse trouble. So if we can face our challenges, you face and embrace. And also, too, even take it a step further. Well, what is it I really want from this situation? What is it that I really want from this fight with my husband or fight with my ex-husband or fight with my sister or fight with my kids? What is it that I really want? What is it that I really want from this situation? From this going on in the world, what is it that I really want to see? I want to see peace. I want to see a joining together. I want to see looking at this. And instead of having the energy of the fear of everything going wrong, because that's what your ego wants, that's what our little selves want, instead of having that fear, why not focus on that part of what it actually is that you do want? Well, what do I want from this situation? What do I want? Well, I want to feel better. I want to feel good. I want to feel free. I want to feel happy. I want to feel, you know, it's like my daughter, she told me there was one time she had had an argument with a couple of her friends, and she said, she said, oh, they're this, they're that. And I said to her, I said, well, what do you want from the situation? And she said, well, I want to be included. She's 10. And I said, okay. I said, well, what is being included feel like? And I had her close her eyes. And I had her tune in to what she wanted. What do you want? And she gave herself the feeling of feeling included. And she goes, that felt really nice. And you want to know what's really funny? Is that a side effect when you're focusing on what you want, when you're looking at your challenges, okay, this is a challenge, whatever. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I want this, that, and this, that, and this to happen. Focus on the energy of the feeling that you want to have happen. Let go of the form. So when you're focusing on the energy, well, I just want peace from this. Or I just want to be able to talk to my ex-husband in a peaceful state for the greater good of our child. Something like that. Or, you know, I want to be able to be around my boss and to not be in fear, but I just want to be at work and be peaceful. So if we're focusing on that energy, instead, miraculously, as a side effect, because we all create our worlds from the inside out, as a side effect, what happens is that you need say or do nothing, it automatically just starts to work itself out. Or those people who are giving you a problem, it just kind of falls to the side. But as we've been doing our ego for so long, it's a process. It's a process, and we have to keep trying. So the next time a challenge comes up, you have an opportunity. You step back. Allow it to be. Just observe. I'm not going to judge this. And I may not like it. Okay, that's fine. I don't like it. But you know what? I'm not even going to attach myself to that. I'm not even going to attach myself to the story. I'm going to step back, observe it, not judge it. And at this point, I need do nothing. And it doesn't mean I need do nothing, nothing, nothing. It just means that, you know what, I need to take my fear out of the equation. Because as we're sitting here with fear in our awareness, what happens is that you bring more things into your awareness that support that. Isn't that fun? Law of attraction, it works really, really well, people. Yes. And then we wonder, well, why does this keep happening over and over and over again? Because you can't solve, I think this is an Einstein quote, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. So what do we need to do? Change our minds. Absolutely. So when we can change our minds, and that doesn't mean, because the ego will sit there and go, well, I change my mind, I'm going to do this, and I have to think of it this way and this way. No. I change my mind as I step back. I allow. I acknowledge. If there's any feelings that are coming up that are not feeling so great, I allow them. Because you know what's really funny? We have an icky feeling that comes up, and this is the part that we really try to avoid, so we stuff it down and we start to, you know, get mad at everybody else around us. What's really interesting is that as this icky feeling comes up, oh God, I just don't want to feel that feeling anymore. Oh, it feels so awful. But you know, you have to realize that that feeling is just, again, it's old energy coming up. So if you just allow it, you breathe through it and let yourself know that I'm safe. Let me see, I'm not going to lose an arm. I'm not going to be blinded by it. I'm not going to die from it. So what's the harm in just allowing it just to come up? And just allowing myself to know that, you know what, I'm safe. And what's really fun is that as you do that and you start to clear out that space and that subconscious belief system, and again, that old programming starts to fall away. It starts to fall away. And then you start to feel better. And there's really, again, nothing that you need to do. Just focus on what you want. So the next time a challenge comes up, it's an opportunity. I had a meditation in store for you, but something else moved me to give you another meditation. So this is what happens when you just let go and let God. So I'd like you to all just allow yourselves to close your eyes and get into a very comfortable seated position and just relax and know that there is a safe, quiet space in your mind that just allows you to just be. And as you are focusing on that space in your mind, allow yourself to imagine yourself in a boat on a very clear, calm day, being able to look down to the water, being able to see down several feet. And as you're looking down, just enjoying this clear, beautiful day in this space. The weather is beautiful. The sun is kissing your face. All is calm and well. Just enjoying this moment. And you notice in this moment, off in a distance, you see a storm. And you feel the wind against your face, and you feel the storm coming. And as the storm is coming, your boat starts to rock back and forth. And you start to notice as you look down, the water gets a little murky. And you realize when you look up that the waves are making the boat rock back and forth. And you're feeling uneasy. And as you're feeling that unease, and you're noticing as you're holding on to the boat, and you just stop and remember that you want to feel your peace. And you notice a life raft that appears, and it's God throwing it to you. And you get in, and it safely pulls you to shore, pulling you out of the storm, pulling you safely onto a beautiful white sandy beach. And you notice the waves are very gently coming to shore. You're safely on the beach, enjoying again the sun warming you, comforting you. As you look out to sea and just observe the boat and all the storm around it, knowing that you're safely on shore. And you look up and you know it was your faith in God that brought you safely to shore. And knowing that grace and faith are always there. Always there to comfort you and give you warmth. And this spot in your mind of peace, knowing that you're safe and all is well, is always in your mind. And breathing in, feeling the sun on your face, the gentle sounds of the ocean coming to the shore, and knowing that in this moment, all is well. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Still and know that I am God. Be 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 still and know that I am God.
What's next?
I can see this.
love. I surrender and I remember the light and the beauty that I am. This is the day when I throw it all away into the fire of the all-loving one. Now I have just what I need to be free, to feel who I really am.
I'd like to introduce our speaker for today, Elena Scher. She currently is doing A Course in Miracles here at Unity on Thursday mornings, I believe.
Every fourth Sunday.
Every fourth Sunday, okay.
We might go back to Thursdays too.
Oh, all right. So without further ado, what time? Okay, so every fourth Sunday at 9 o'clock, A Course in Miracles by Elena Scher. Okay?
Thank you. You know, it's funny, after the last song, and actually the whole service has really been about what I wanted to talk about today. One of the last songs is, I will let go of my resistance and allow myself to be in the presence of God and let that higher awareness make my decisions for me. And I wanted to talk about challenges today, because there's no end to them. As we're here in this awareness in our human existence right now, we all have challenges, unless you're really lucky and you just don't have them at all. I know for myself, I've had plenty. 2019, I had my dog of 15 years die. I witnessed my father dying. My house caught on fire the day before Thanksgiving. And then I had to deal with my father's estate, which that in itself was entertaining, a challenge, if you will. And then, of course, on the heels of that, COVID hit. So lots of challenges have come into my life, but I'm very fortunate. I've been studying A Course in Miracles. I've been going to Unity churches all over for about 25 years now, which, you know, I started when I was 3, so which shows you that I'm so young right now. But I wanted to talk about challenges, and what's interesting about challenges, and we all face them, it actually drives us into a deeper state of awareness of who we actually are.
And without challenges, we wouldn't really have any growth in our life. We get our growth not really by the good things that happen to us, but by the bad things that happen to us. And we can look at the bad things and we can make a judgment on them, and we can say that, oh, that's bad, this person's bad, that person's bad, my guy didn't get elected, my guy did get elected, or my girl didn't get, or whatever that is for us. And we can label it, and we can label it as bad, or the economy, or COVID, or whatever that is for us. And if we deal with our challenges correctly, we can actually learn from our challenges. It's not really on the challenge itself, it's on learning how to grow from each challenge. It's basically your soul evolving with the challenges. It's who we are and really our truth. Does anybody here want peace and joy and happiness and abundance and what was the other thing, grace in our lives? Does anybody want any of that? Well, what's really interesting is that when we have challenges that are in our lives, those challenges actually, believe it or not, allow us an opportunity to remove those blocks to all of those things that we think are outside of us that we need to get. We need to get joy. We need to get peace. We need to get love. We need to get abundance, whatever that is. But the reality is that we already have all of that within us. And the opportunity that comes up with challenges is really just an opportunity to clear out old programming. And so there's an ancient saying that when the ego loses, it weeps, but the soul actually rejoices. The soul actually rejoices, whether it's death, divorce, loss of any kind, actually drives you into a deeper state of who you actually are. Sometimes the worst things that could actually happen to us can become the most liberating things that can actually happen to us. Sometimes the worst things that can actually happen to us can be things that we can say, well, you know, I really enjoyed this. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I had a boyfriend, a very serious boyfriend, and he broke up with me. And I remember just being so heartbroken, and just the feeling of it was just like, oh my God, it was painful to really feel it, you know, your first heartbreak. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror, and I said to myself, I'm like, there was a part of me that was just, I'll never trust another guy again, that SOB, blah, 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 and whatever. And so, you know, that's the natural state. I mean, not the natural state, that's the natural way that we wind up doing things. But then I looked at myself and I said, well, what have I learned? And I just stopped and I paused and I'm like, well, what have I learned? And through that, I actually started doing yoga. I started taking bike rides by myself. And I actually learned from that how to become my own best friend. And I actually learned that, you know, I mean, it's nice to have a significant other, but I don't really need anybody else out there to have a nice time. And I got to become my own best friend from that, which was really nice. So it's when challenges arise, and it won't be too long before another one comes up, because they always do, we have the ability to accept the moment as it is, because our ego is always the first on the scene. Our ego is always the first thing to come in and say, well, this is good, that's bad, and to place judgment on everything that's going on. Whether it's social media, you're watching the news. I personally try to stay well away from all of that, with the exception of Instagram, because Instagram's just a lot of fun. But we have the ability to step back. What happens is that anybody here ever read a self-help book? Sure. Has it dramatically shifted your life right after you read it? No. You know, because here's what happens is that we read this self-help book, and we have this thing called the frontal lobe. And in the frontal lobe is running that 5% of our show. So in that frontal lobe, we're sitting here going, really excited. I just read this Wayne Dyer book, or Dr. Joe Dispenza, or Tony Robbins, and I'm going to change my life. And then a challenge shows up. And so all of a sudden, the frontal lobe goes, nyeh, and then you're that 95% of the show, that subconscious awareness, is coming up, and you're saying, well, you know, I want the bus to go this way, but just keeps going this way over here. Why is that happening? because what we're doing is we're allowing those challenges to not become opportunities for growth. And how you allow those challenges to become opportunities for growth is you step back. You accept the moment as it is. Just step back. I don't need to judge this. I don't need to place anything on this. Because the second you judge it, the second you place your ego's awareness on it, you're operating from an old program. And when you're operating from an old program, guess what happens? You lose your peace of mind. And what happens with that is when you lose your peace of mind, you've lost your freedom of mind. Wouldn't that be nice to just have things going on in life and you are, it's almost like you're the sky and the plane flies through and you just allow things to be exactly as they are. So what happens is that as you allow challenges to come up and you just accept them, you accept them as they are, you acknowledge them, that's very, very important. And sometimes they can even bring an icky feeling. And sometimes all really the icky feeling is just the old programming coming, it's an old programming of emotions and energy just coming to the surface to be released. So you allow it to come up, you face it, you embrace it. Sometimes it's a matter of looking at your breath, because breath is life. Breath is what brings life back into you. So you face it, you embrace it, and you just allow it to be. So you acknowledge it. A lot of times people will say, well, you know, it's an emergency and I really have to make a decision. Well, really true emergencies, you want to know what really happens with a true emergency? You ever heard of the 95-pound grandmother who goes and lifts a car off of her four-year-old grandchild? It happens. What happens in a real true emergency is really your mind shuts off and something a lot bigger than you takes over. That's something a lot bigger than you that can lift a car off of a four-year-old child. That's pretty powerful, don't you think?
Yes.
Pretty amazing, right? So imagine if you can allow yourself to shut down your mind and allow something bigger than you to take over. And it's that bigger part of you that is connected to everything that is, that bigger part of you that knows infinite wisdom, that bigger part of you that looks at everything as an opportunity in life. Not as an opportunity, I want to go do this or what, I mean, you know, I want to go do this and I want to, you know, an opportunity on somebody else's back, but an opportunity that just arises, opportunities that come up even if your guy didn't get elected during the election, or if your guy did get elected during the election, or opportunities that come up with, there are people that have, during the Depression, that have made tons of money because they've seen the opportunities, they've left themselves open to it. During a real estate crisis, which of course we're not in right now, but but as long as you leave yourself open and receptive, opportunities can come your way. As long as you're not having judgment on things, opportunities can come your way. You can actually be in one of the worst circumstances ever that you think in your mind. I mean, take John McCain, for example. Does anybody know who he is? Prisoner of war? Well, he's somebody that in really a horrific condition, he decided, I'm going to have peace, regardless of what the circumstances are. I actually had a client of mine. She started reading Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, but she's a peace teacher. She does Course in Miracles. And my client was actually incarcerated for a couple months. And she said, that's when she started reading Marianne Williamson. She goes, I felt more peace and I felt more freedom being incarcerated, reading this material than I feel out in the real world. So you can be in freedom in your body, but if you're not in freedom in your mind, you're not free, period. You're absolutely not free. So the next time a challenge, or I like to look at it as more of an opportunity that arises, instead of taking action, because a lot of times we take action, step back and allow a greater awareness to come through. I am part of God. I am part of God's mind. This is when you start to put this stuff into action. This is when you start to really shift your life. This is when you start to remove the blocks to your peace. It's not the peace outside of you. It's not all of these things that are going to be outside of you that are going to give you your peace, but it's the opportunity to release all of these negative emotions, all of this negative programming, and to allow who you truly are to come to the surface. If I am one with God, be still and know that I'm God. You are connected to your Creator. We all are. There's that part of our mind that's very still and very peaceful that knows that in the middle of everything going on, the storm while you're in the boat, that knows, that's the reason why I use that as a meditation, it just kind of came to me today. And that part of your mind is always still there, very safely on the beach, watching the storm. That part of your mind is always there. Sometimes it's just stepping back and something a lot bigger than you that's for the greater good of yourself and others involved that just comes up. It's like a thought, it's like an intuition that comes and it happens. And sometimes it's you need do nothing. But a lot of times we make a move from action. I mean, we make a move from action from the ego and we get ourselves into worse trouble. So if we can face our challenges, you face and embrace. And also too, even take it a step further. Well, what is it I really want from this situation? What is it that I really want from this fight with my husband or fight with my ex-husband or fight with my sister or fight with my kids? What is it that I really want? What is it that I really want from this situation? From this going on in the world, what is it that I really want to see? I want to see peace. I want to see a joining together. I want to see looking at this. And instead of having the energy of the fear of everything going wrong, because that's what your ego wants, that's what our little selves want, instead of having that fear, why not focus on that part of what it actually is that you do want? Well, what do I want from this situation? What do I want? Well, I want to feel better. I want to feel good. I want to feel free. I want to feel happy. I want to feel, you know, it's like my daughter, she told me there was one time she had had an argument with a couple of her friends. And she said, she said, oh, they're this or that. And I said to her, I said, well, what do you want from the situation? And she said, well, I want to be included. She's 10. And I said, okay. I said, well, what is being included feel like? And I had her close her eyes. And I had her tune in to what she wanted. What do you want? And she gave herself the feeling of feeling included. And she goes, that felt really nice. And you want to know what's really funny? Is that a side effect when you're focusing on what you want, when you're looking at your challenges, okay, this is a challenge, whatever. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I want this, that, and this, that, and this to happen. Focus on the energy of the feeling that you want to have happen. Let go of the form. So when you're focusing on the energy, well, I just want peace from this. Or I just want to be able to talk to my ex-husband in a peaceful state for the greater good of our child. Something like that. Or, you know, I want to be able to be around my boss and to not be in fear, but I just want to be at work and be peaceful. So if we're focusing on that energy, instead, miraculously, as a side effect, because we all create our worlds from the inside out, as a side effect, what happens is that you need say or do nothing, it automatically just starts to work itself out. Or those people who are giving you a problem, it just kind of falls to the side. But as we've been doing our ego for so long, it's a process. It's a process and we have to keep trying. So the next time a challenge comes up, you have an opportunity. You step back. Allow it to be. Just observe. I'm not going to judge this. And I may not like it. Okay, that's fine. I don't like it. But you know what? I'm not even going to attach myself to that. I'm not even going to attach myself to the story. I'm going to step back, observe it, not judge it. And at this point, I need do nothing. And it doesn't mean I need do nothing. It just means that, you know what? I need to take my fear out of the equation. Because as we're sitting here with fear in our awareness, what happens is that you bring more things into your awareness that support that. Isn't that fun? Law of attraction, it works really, really well, people. Yes. And then we wonder, well, why does this keep happening over and over and over again? Because you can't solve, I think this is an Einstein quote, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. So what do we need to do? Change our minds. Absolutely. So when we can change our minds, and that doesn't mean, because the ego will sit there and go, well, I change my mind, I'm going to do this, and I have to think of it this way and this way. No, I change my mind as I step back. I allow. I acknowledge. If there's any feelings that are coming up that are not feeling so great, I allow them. Because you know what's really funny? We have an icky feeling that comes up, and this is the part that we really try to avoid, so we stuff it down and we start to, you know, get mad at everybody else around us. What's really interesting is that as this icky feeling comes up, oh God, I just don't want to feel that feeling anymore. Oh, it feels so awful. But you know, you have to realize that that feeling is just, again, it's old energy coming up. So if you just allow it, you breathe through it and let yourself know that I'm safe. Let me see, I'm not going to lose an arm. I'm not going to be blinded by it. I'm not going to die from it. So what's the harm in just allowing it just to come up? And just allowing myself to know that, you know what, I'm safe. And what's really fun is that as you do that and you start to clear out that space and that subconscious belief system, and again, that old programming starts to fall away. It starts to fall away. And then you start to feel better. And there's really, again, nothing that you need to do. Just focus on what you want. So the next time a challenge comes up, it's an opportunity.
Thanks for listening to Infinite Success with Elena Scher. She will be back next week with another great show.